Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
It's time now for our opening commodity market report, joining us is Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Friday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We give the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, May wheat opened at 9.90, down 6.25 on the open. July, 9.95, down 9. At the Chicago Board of Trade, May wheat opened at 9.38, up 1 on the open. July, 9.53, up a half. September, 9.62, up a half. December, 9.75, down 2 on the open. May corn opened at 5.99 and a half, down a half on the open. July, 6.12, down 1 and a half. September, 6.13, down 1. December, 6.09 and a half, down 3/4. March, 6.15, down 1. May, 6.18, down a half. July, 6.19, down a half. December of 2009, 5.60, down a quarter on the open. May soybeans opened at 12.75, up 18 on the open. July, 12.85, up 9. November, 12.11, up 15 and 3/4. January of 2009, 12.24, up 17. March, 12.33, up 16. May, 12.40, up 15 on the open. May soybean meal opened at 337.50, up 4.30 on the open. July, 340.50, up 4.30. May soybean oil opened at 55.55, up 18 on the open. July, 56.37, up 25. April live cattle opened at 87.60, down 10 on the open. June, 89.45, up 37.5. April feeders open at 98.65, down 5 on the open. May, 130, down 50. April lean hogs open at 58.10, up 47.5 on the open. May, 68.50, up 37.5. And May bellies open at 72 even, up 112 and 1/2 on the open. Today is the first full day of our spring pledge period, and it's been a great morning already. I know that we've heard at least from 40 phone calls as I was listening in the background, and Les Schulte, that number may be even closer to 50 by now.
I think it might be, Dave. I know there was some calls coming in back in the room, the call room, a bit ago. So that's great to have this wonderful response. I also want to make mention that we do have a particular challenge going on for our ag listeners this morning and throughout the drive. Folks from Roach Ag Marketing, Bates Commodities, AgriGold Hybrid Seeds, and Risk Management Commodities are going together to challenge our listeners to add $1,000 when we hear from 50 calls in support of our ag services here at WILL. So when you make that call, make sure you mention ag to the phone volunteer so we can get your name on the list. Or if you use willpledge.org, just put ag in the comments section so that we can add you to this list to help meet this challenge. It's everybody working together, Dave, that really makes this service work. That's why we also have this additional challenge from AgriGold, our friends at AgriGold, who will add $5 to every new friend of WILL.
And I like that, $500.
Well, I'm sure the folks at AgriGold are going, what? No, it's $5. But the thing is, though, for example, if we got 200 new friends of WILL for our ag service, and we know you're out there, that would be an additional $1,000.
Wow.
Right there, too. So you can see as we all do what we can to support a service that you use and value, it makes a difference. 244-9455.
And we like to usually say the $100 level is a great level to make an agricultural pledge at. But then I got schooled from Scott Williamson over at AgriGold, who did the math for me. Mm-hmm. He said, Dave, corn is $5 right now. And so that would be about 20 bushels for a $100 pledge. And that's just 1/10 of 1 acre. So maybe we want to look at a $200 pledge and bring that up to a fifth of an acre. 217-244-9455 is the number or to call or visit us online at willpledge.org.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Leonard Seed Service, an independent dealer providing DeKalb and Asgro seed products to farmers in East Central Illinois. Leonard Seed Service provides customer services and agronomic information to help customers maximize profits. Leonard Seed Service, 217-497-2270.
Les, why should our agricultural audience contribute right now to AM 580?
Well, Dave, this is a listener-supported radio station. It's public radio, and you can help support WILL by calling 244-9455 right now with your pledge. Putting together a radio station and then asking people to pay for it voluntarily may seem like a strange way to do business. I think if you went into your bank and said, I have this great business idea, I'm going to give people my product away and then I'm just going to ask for them to put in the kitty whatever they want to put in, might not sound like a great idea, but it's a business plan that works for us. It's like opening a fertilizer dealership and letting people take whatever they want and paying for only what they want. Look, here is this unusual and somewhat strange method of doing business that has gotten us to where we are today. Your support makes it possible. 244-9455.
Let's go ahead and bring Mike Zuzolo of Risk Management Commodities into the mix to talk about the markets and maybe talk a little bit about why Risk Management Commodities was one of the businesses in that $1,000 challenge. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, you are indeed one of the four businesses that stepped up to the plate and said, you know, let's see what we could do in terms of bringing some listeners to pledge today, $1,000 challenge. What do you hear from your listeners about the service and why are you so committed to it?
Well, the new people, you know, we had a really good, terrific turnout in all our seminars this winter, Dave, and the people that had not signed up with you folks before have given us very, very positive feedback going all the way back to our August seminars when we kicked off the road trips. But this winter and all the way back to last August, the feedback has been nothing but positive, especially to the new people that had not gotten your information before. And I think that's where we sat down and said, if there's ever a year or ever a time where it's very worth contributing and trying to pull more new people into the fold here, for Will Radio and the information they give out and what you and Todd do and Jay, it's this year for sure because of what's going on in the markets and how many different irons are in the fire, so to speak, as far as factors that control our markets right now.
Let's go ahead then and jump into the marketplace. Let's begin with corn, which has had a nice little run over the last week and a half.
Yeah, it really has, and a lot of that has been due to the transition of the trade saying, let's go ahead and break the no bean dees corn ratio down to levels we had not seen since the third quarter of 06. And they, you know, the trade did a good job of expecting bigger bean acres in the report. I think we were only about 15 cents off our contract highs in corn going into the report for December futures, but we were about $3.25 off our contract highs in November beans going into the report. So they had done a good job, but between the acreage numbers being even bigger and probably more importantly the grain stocks numbers being actually bullish for corn and bearish for wheat, that really was not enough as far as what the trade had done before the report. And we saw a couple more days of really kind of throwing the kitchen sink in terms of bearishness at the beans. Well, we think now the beans have probably bottomed here at this point, given all the negativity. We suspect, based upon what Chicago's telling us, that the price action has brought probably 2 to 4 million more corn acres back to corn. That is, you know, barring any weather delays. And then kind of throwing on top of that, here at the end of the week, we do have a little bit of a shift by some of the private weather forecasters calling for a drier weather pattern after next week's system goes through, that they think we're going to dry out. And the models have been in pretty much good agreement that we're going to heat up some. So it gives us a chance now to get maybe back on schedule with getting field work and planning done in the heart of the Midwest. Leaves a lot to be desired for the Delta states and the southern tier states, but you could argue that's as much bean ground as it is corn ground that you're holding up. So that's kind of where we sit right now with the market saying, okay, risk is back on the table because of the USDA report and because of a general assessment that the credit crisis is over with for right now, or the worst is behind us right now, and we've done enough to the beans as far as downside. We've taken enough premium off until we know more about the planting.
Well, then let's look at a couple of pieces about what you were saying. USDA's corn planting intentions estimate was 86 million and change. We do know that producers like to plant corn when they can plant corn, and they can pencil that in. And even at these levels, there is a premium to the corn prices. Do you suppose that if the weather cooperates, we might see 87 or 88 million corn acres?
Yeah, I do, because I suspect that between the weather, and we were very surprised that states like Iowa were going to give up 1 million acres of corn, and we were surprised that even Illinois was going to give up 600,000. Maybe that's all southern tier acres that would have been double crop wheat beans. But between Minnesota and Iowa giving up 1.8 million acres, we were surprised by that, Dave, and we felt like maybe there's some room here where we've seen the smallest corn acreage number of the year, and that was the day of the report, if we didn't have any weather delays. Well, now that we've come through this week and we've hit the corn even harder in terms of upside and tried to break the November beans even harder in terms of downside, we're feeling more and more likely at the end of the day, if we have good, clear weather here between April 15th and May 15th, then we're going to see probably corn acres grow and bean acres shrink some.
Well, then let's take that back to the charts, and I'm already alluded to the run that we've had in the corn, and it's been very impressive. Is there any more legs in this rally, maybe to 630 or thereabouts?
Yeah, there's some retracement levels to 630 since we've been able to get above the old contract high of that 590 and three quarters level, but I think probably the best thing we can say to producers is watch that 590 and three quarter level. We don't want to close back below that old contract high. I think the other thing I looked at today was the idea of, okay, how does the seasonality in corn work, especially new crop corn? If you kind of take out 2005, it seems as though for the last 6 years we've had at least steady to higher 1st of April prices up until the middle of the month. But then by the middle of the month, we tend to go down. And that kind of naturally makes sense with what's going on this year, that if we do indeed turn off a warmer and in terms of a drier pattern here next week and the following week, I would suspect there's some weather premium, some rain delay premium that's in that these corn futures price that we're going to take back out of it. So pricing-wise, the 615 level is our next resistance. Well, that could get us to 630 to 640. That would be our next place where we'd make some new hedges and reestablish puts. Otherwise, we're going to look at the timing factor of closer to the 15th, especially if we see the weather start to dry out.
We had a big bean number from USDA on Monday, and I would suspect it might be the biggest that we see all year. There's a couple of things out there that I've been kicking around and thinking about. One is that all winter we've been talking about these bad germination rates for the beans this year, 80 to 85%. So producers are going to have to plant those a little bit thicker than they might normally plant them. And then I wonder if the seeds are going to be there to reach USDA's number off of that.
Yeah, I think you're right. You know, we're going to use the 73.8 million planted acres for beans, and we're going to take our yield down to 40.5 because of those exact same things you just talked about, Dave. I think the other thing I kind of looked at after the report was out, we had huge grain stocks, we had huge acres, margins were increased, limits were expanded, the Argentine strike ended, and now the no bean dees corn ratio hitting levels not seen since mid-2006, how much more can you throw at this market? And so we really do feel like that maybe the beans have had the majority of their downside put in place here for the next 60 or 90 days.
Do you think that this is also indicative of how it might play out in the fall, that we may not see a price in the 7 or 8s or 9s that some analysts are projecting?
Well, I tell you, I think it's too early. I think that at this point, you're still seeing pretty nasty and negative economic data. I mean, the jobs number this morning was very negative. The unemployment rate's now the worst in 2.5 years at 5.1%. Companies like Tokyo Steel, which is the largest maker of girders in Japan, they're not taking any orders after February. That's 20% of their sales as far as exports. Prices of steel too high. They can't make money. Moody's came out this morning and lowered Tyson's liquidity rating on high commodity cost probably dragging down their cash flow. And then the German environmental minister came out and said they're going to halt plans to move from 5 to 10% blend in gasoline using bioethanol. I think you still have these outside forces that are trying to trim demand. I mean, Hogs and Pigs report was nice for the demand side, but I think it also raises the stakes that we're going to see even more liquidation if these corn prices don't break after planting. So I don't think we can really put in a bottom end here on the beans and corn yet. I would like to, but I think it's just too early for our analysis to be able to do that.
Thank you very much, Mike.
Thanks, Dave, and good luck.
Thank you. Mike Zuzulo of Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. We hope that the analysis that you heard from Mike this morning is valuable, because we here at AM 580 believe you will support the things that are valuable in your life. And over the course of 1 week, you get market and weather information from 21. That's 21 different analysts and meteorologists. And you can help pay for that programming that's important to you and help pay for the costs of broadcasting by calling at 217-244-9455 with your $200 pledge. Scott Williamson suggests. Les Schulte, we got challenges underway.
We do have some challenges underway. We have a group of our ag friends, Bates Commodities, in Normal, Roach Ag Marketing, AgriGold Hybrid Seeds and Risk Management Commodities, who you just heard right here on the station. They are going together to make a $1,000 challenge. If we can hear from 50 supporters of our ag service over the course of this fund drive, so call right now at 217-244-9455 so we can add you to that list. Also, AgriGold will add $5 for every new friend to WILL for our ag service when you come on board right now. And think of it like this. If we were able to get 200 new friends over the course, that would be an additional $1,000 from AgriGold. So it's people all working together to do what they can. So why don't you do that right now? Make a contribution at 244-9455.
You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Media at Illinois. The time now is 10:06 Central Time.